Oklahoma Decides from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands, along with Nate Webb. Nate, we've got lots and lots of numbers now. What are we looking at on the presidential race nationally?
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob. You know, there are seven states that, let's face it, really, really matter in this, swing states. Some of them aren't getting results in yet, but one of those is Georgia. 52% reporting, and Donald Trump's leading Harris 55% to, well, let's see, 55 to 44%. That's 42% reporting. Another one, North Carolina, incredibly important. And that is exactly a dead heat with 14% in. Both candidates, 49.5%. Pennsylvania goes to Harris. That's going to be at least, yeah, that's more than likely going to be a Harris call in PA. And then Wisconsin, et cetera, but they haven't reported yet. So.
And in Oklahoma, of course, it's already projected Oklahoma will vote for Trump.
What a surprise.
But there's a couple of other surprises occurring here, right?
Yep.
We have Oklahoma County right now blue.
Wow.
53-45 for Harris. Let me flip over to Tulsa. It's 51-47 for Harris in Tulsa County. And Lawton, let me get down there for that one, is really tight, 51-47 for Trump. So the two major metropolitan areas in Oklahoma have gone blue. What do you make of that?
Well, you've seen some of these precincts or state senate house seats, et cetera. Some of those precincts and districts starting to trend purple, you know, and then blue. You're seeing those pop up. But gosh, it's really spread quite. Not spread, but you know what I mean. It's trending in a manner that historically it is not.
Yeah, the last two elections were Mr. Trump. He took 77 counties, and this is different.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to Jacqueline Ferris, who's at the Democratic Party Watch Party right now.
From Will Rogers Theater, the Oklahoma Democratic Watch Party. The polls just closed, but Alicia Andrews says she wants everyone who's in the line to definitely stay in line and cast their vote. Do not get out of line if you are in line to vote. The crowd definitely picked up, and the band is setting up. It's definitely a lively night, and everyone is excited. Jacqueline Ferris here with Radio Oklahoma News.
Okay, we've got a couple of seconds. What else you want to add?
Well, we're just seeing several of these, more and more votes are coming in, and you know, it's still 7%, 8% in some places, but others over 50. So we're starting to get maybe some solid numbers coming our way.
And we'll have some more numbers in another 30 minutes. This is more election news at RadioOklahomaNews.com. For Nate Webb, I'm Bob Sands.